It's time for Mind Your Business on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network to present the weekly business radio show produced by the award-winning marketing firm Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, sharing business and marketing strategies to make you and your business successful. Now, here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis.
Yes, thank you for joining me here in another edition of Mind Your Business, broadcasting at 10 p.m. throughout the New York, New Jersey metro area, and of course throughout the country on the iHeartRadio Network. That's, of course, at the time that it appears on the iHeartRadio Network, depending on where you are in the country. Thank you, New York. The Nielsen ratings, we just got the data. And we were told it came in number 3 in New York AM radio. How amazing is that? Nielsen, of course, is the global measurement and data analytics company. And to come in number 3 in New York AM radio is a big deal. And, of course, I thank you, the listener, and the tens of thousands of listeners who tune in every week and expect great business content. And we have a surprise in store for you, but it's radio, so just a little bit of suspense here. Bear with me. Of course, each week we present incredible guests. We've had on our show Steven Sadoff, the former CEO of Saks Fifth Avenue, Beth Comstock, former vice chair and CMO at GE, Joe Hart, president and CEO at Dale Carnegie, John Sculley, former CEO of Apple and Pepsi, and so many other great guests. Dick Schulz, founder and chairman of Best Buy. So many incredible guests. And throughout each show, we touch on a variety of subjects, including sales, marketing and advertising, real estate, strategic planning, B2C retail, financial planning, hiring, and so many other great and important business topics. Tonight's guest actually could kind of talk about all of them, because what she specializes in impacts every single type of business. But just suspense a drop more. Sorry about that. Before we get to tonight's guest, I want to thank a special thank yous here. I just want to be a mensch. Srili, Michal, Betzal, Chaya, Michal, Brocha, Miriam, and the entire team at BLMG who makes the show so successful. Darren and Robert at 710 WOR, thank you. Zev Brenner, thank you for the shout out. And of course, we are on many different channels syndicated. Of course, the podcasts go up, and our robust business class channel reaches over 35,000 people through Instagram and WhatsApp. But without further ado, going to tonight's guest. Lisa L. Levy, founder and CEO of L-Cubed Consulting. Established in 2009, going on close to 12 years now, the L-Cubed Adaptive Transformation Framework provides strategic clarity and team enablement to deliver results. This approach helps companies exceed business objectives by optimizing processes and aligning culture while fostering creativity and innovation. Now, by the way, this sounds like what's going on? We're going to unpack this. Each facet builds the foundation for long-term success, connecting vision to daily activity. Lisa also wrote a book, Future Proofing Cubed. It's all about why processes work and why they don't work sometimes, or when they don't work, and when they are needed most. So on tonight's edition, we will discuss improving productivity, refining process, bolstering profitability. Now, that applies to every business. If someone doesn't feel that that relates to them, then I guess, you could switch the channel. But we want you to stay, because Lisa L. Levy has a lot to share with us. Lisa, thank you for joining me here on tonight's edition of Mind Your Business.
Yitzhak, it's my great pleasure to be here. Thanks for the invitation.
Thank you. So, you wrote a book and you run L-Cubed Consulting. Could you just, go back? How did it all come about? Did you work in corporate America? Did you see them try and then fail at certain things and building process? First, establish the framework about your background.
Absolutely. So I started my career in IT, in project management, all about getting things done, implementing new systems, solving problems with technology, but it didn't really always work. And I'm a curious person by nature. So I started to wonder why we have all these great technology solutions, but they don't actually solve real problems. And I started to roll it back and understand that, technology enables process. If you don't know what your process is, technology can't do anything to help except make fast bad happen faster. And then looking at it, right, we need our people. People need to know what they're doing and how to do it. So I started to think and went, okay, so the equation is people plus process times technology equals strategic results. And it's a sequence of events that absolutely has to happen. So that was the catalyst for me leaving corporate, was really wanting to take that model to the market, because it also breaks silos. And I was watching executive teams bring in consulting groups to build their best version of their business process. And the next group had a different consulting team and another consulting team. And the reality was, all they did was reinforce silos in corporations. And that slows everything down.
Wow. Now, of course, for those that are in corporate America or really in any type of business, they could relate to what Lisa just shared on many different levels. Many times in corporate America, they do have a solid process, however, it may be in silos, whereas maybe you could even go to the fact that the sad reality that in most small businesses, there's no process.
Correct. Correct. And so what we've done and what adaptive transformation is all about is taking some best practices from the big corporations, project management, process performance management, internal controls, organizational change management. These are all important things in large corporations. And they're more often than not absolutely missing in smaller businesses. But they're just skills and capabilities, things that anyone can learn. And what we do with it is entirely different, because we build it in to the culture of the company across all functions and all roles. So it really sets a foundation for doing things differently.
Now, in doing the research about your firm, there's a little story here about you had a Porsche and you sold it. You had a dream. What was that defining moment? Tell us about that journey, which is the reason why I'm asking you about that, is because people, need to hear also the story behind the brand, the story behind what was your vision, what was that aha moment that then catapulted what we know today as L-Cube Consulting.
Absolutely, and the story is—it's a fun and it's real, right? This happened. it was 2008, 2009, right? I was frustrated. The reality was, I was a couple of years past a divorce. I had no responsibilities except to myself. And I had this idea, I don't even know that I'd call it a dream at that point in time, right? It was just this little kernel of an idea that there's a better way to help businesses position themselves to grow and scale over time. And I said, well, I have a funding source. I can do something. And I took what was a status symbol, right? Or seriously, right? It was a Porsche that I bought post-divorce as my personal declaration of independence. Okay. And I said, what's more important than this thing is what I can possibly do for me, for finding a purpose, but to actually help businesses be better. And so I did a complete 180 in my life and said, I'm going to open a business, and whatever comes, I'm going to deal with it. And if I can do it in the midst of a really nasty recession, I think I might be onto something.
That's right. That's right. We all remember that. I mean, those that have been in business, our firm is in business almost 30 years. 09, 08, 09, 10, 11, it was turbulent. It was turbulent. So you started right in that. Wow. Right in the vortex.
Big, hairy, audacious goal and a little bit of crazy. It's amazing what we can do.
And a little bit of crazy. We're speaking with Lisa L. Levy. She wrote a book, which of course is available on Amazon, Future Proofing Cubed, the definitive guide to improving productivity, refining processes, and bolstering profitability. Lisa, how can people find out about your consulting firm?
The easiest way to find us is on the web, lcubedconsulting.com. That's a mouthful. You can also go to lisallevy.com, and that'll take you to everything that is all things L-Cubed, LinkedIn and YouTube channels as well.
We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Exhibit your business, grow your client base, make new connections. Join the business world as businesses unite at the 10th annual JBiz Expo and Business Conference, which will be taking place at Blue Claw Stadium, First Energy Park in Lakewood, New Jersey, this November 3rd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Hear from North America's Israel Economic Minister, Congressman Andy Kim of the U.S. Small Businesses Committee, meet developers, corporate CEOs, decision makers, and more. More information or to reserve your booth online, visit www.jbizexpo.com or call 212-659-5270, extension 104.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Saul Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client of Saul Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Saul Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
And we're back. Mind your business with Yitzhak Saftless right here on 710 WOR. And my guest is none other than Lisa L. Levy. She runs a very interesting firm, and she actually wrote a book, Future Proofing Cubed, okay, and we're going to get into that, and it's the definitive guide to improving productivity, refining processes, and bolstering profitability. Lisa is the founder and CEO of L Cubed Consulting, and Lisa, if it's okay, I'm going to get right into the key question that is on everyone's mind, and that is, how do you set the stage for business transformation?
So one of the things that I like to do with my clients is ask them a question that's going to make them hopefully just a tad bit uncomfortable. Mm. And it's, are you willing to consider breaking everything?
Could you repeat that? Because like, what? And I'm going to hire you?
Right?
Like seriously, I'm going to hire you? Hello?
Are you willing to consider breaking everything?
Such a great question.
Right. How people respond to that question tells me a lot. Laughter is my favorite response because, oh my gosh, right? It's a disruptive question.
Disruptive question. And so it's very revealing. Obviously, however anyone answers it is revealing. Either
correct.
Either they're going to be open to it or they're just going to fight you tooth and nail.
Absolutely. And what I want to do, right, is start a dialogue about truly being disruptive within your business. Being willing to challenge the status quo so that we can make a positive impact. If the way where business is functioning today is good enough, they may not be the client I want to be working with, and I may not be the consulting group that they want to do business with. But being able and willing to consider thinking differently is the secret that I'm looking for when I'm my first question. So How does that set the tone for business transformation? It means they're willing to consider the possibilities.
So that means that sometimes when you go into a business and you start transforming it, you are breaking some things along the way that need to get broken.
Absolutely. Absolutely. In the last year or to 19 months, right, we've learned so much needs to be, let's use different words, reimagined, right? The tried and true things we all learned along the way coming up over 30 years don't all work anymore and may not have actually worked for a really long time. So we do need to be disruptive and to challenge and shake things up and be a little bit illicit along the way to get the results we're really looking for.
Now, in order to, this question really will help paint the picture for people out there to understand what business transformation is like. And like you said, along the way, some things may happen. You'll root out and find some problems and then some areas that are a strength that they need to embellish and build upon. Question here is, of course, without sharing anything confidential, perhaps you could share a story or two of a company that you took on this journey.
Absolutely. So one story I'd like to share is a group that came to a team, to my team, asking to improve their customer journey. Now, this wasn't a marketing exercise. This was a group actually delivering services to a large base of customers. And they had never once really considered the customer. I said, all right, let's see what we've got. What's your process? And they handed me this beautiful one-page visual process that it says in four easy steps, here's what we do and how we get you the services that you need from us. And it'll take us 16 weeks to do it. And it, right, beautiful graphic artist. Oh my God, it was clear, it was crisp. There was no jargon. Any person who picked it up would understand and expect that in 16 weeks they were gonna get this service. I said, okay, how do you do it? And there were six different leaders who said, oh, it's really hard. I said, okay, how do you do it? And they brought out Visio flowchart after Visio flowchart. And each of those six leaders went through and walked me through step by step, checklist by checklist, everything that went on. And then when they were done, I said, okay, how often do you guys talk to yourselves, each other, right? How do you communicate? They never did. There was nothing in any of their documentation that talked about team one handing off to team two, to handing off to team three, let alone referencing interaction and communication to their customer. And I said, okay, I want to talk with a team of people who do this work day in and day out. Bring them into a conference room with a big whiteboard and let's just start understanding what happens. Okay, I'm making a really long story short, but after this work effort, when we started thinking about it from the customer and what they wanted, that 16 to 20 weeks worth of work turned out to be about four. And their customers were so ecstatic because all they needed was to get this service in the fastest way possible and to have communication along the way. And once this group started to be customer-centric and make decisions about how they did things that were based on their customer and not creating another checklist for the checklist for the checklist, it all got so much easier.
You know, it's such a great story because when a consulting firm comes in to a firm and has a fresh perspective, they're able to see it from the outside in. It's not like we're the consultant is trying to catch people, you know, back in the day, you know, playing Pac-Man, you know, as we said, you know, like they're wasting time. It's just, it's not efficient. It's catching the areas like that. That's such a great story because it's not like people are just twiddling their thumbs. It's just that people were burning energy and so much maintenance because there wasn't clear process and direction.
Absolutely. Right. Everybody's busy, but nothing gets done is a really great symptom of an opportunity to make change.
You said that so well. Again, everyone, maybe you could repeat that. Everyone is so
busy.
Everybody's
busy. Nothing gets done is a big, huge sign that there's an opportunity for improvement.
Such a great point. Let's talk about at the end of the day, a business would hire your firm. Of course, and that's we're speaking with Lisa L. Levy, founder and CEO of L-Cubed Consulting, and tonight's show is brought to you by L-Cubed Consulting. At the end of the day, every company dreams of scaling. Every company dreams of gaining market share, of growing. What are some companies missing when they want to scale, but they're just not, they do it, they have it down as part of their goals for the next year, and they're committed to it, but it's not happening. What do they need to be thinking differently?
So in business language, we use scaling and growing, right? And they mean two kind of different things, but they support each other. Growth is about increasing our percentages. We want to increase profitability. We want to increase revenue. We want to, mitigate and minimize, operating expenses. Scaling is about putting a process around controlling that growth so that you're doing it on purpose, with purpose. And it is absolutely a business operating system process that you can then control. And with that, you have the opportunity to have then growth cycles. And while you're experiencing one, you're planning and preparing for the next. It ties in and really requires leadership to foster innovation and having an ongoing influx of ideas of what could happen 6 months from now, 18 months from now, so that we're really constantly moving towards the future.
So true. So true. You know, one of the terms that you developed was adaptive transformation.
Yes.
And it describes a specific process that you introduce to your clients. Perhaps you could, why did you choose that name? And can you unpack that adaptive transformation?
Absolutely. So we started out earlier, even in this conversation, talking about business transformation. We talk here digital transformation. And one of the things that happens with those phrases is it feels like you do it once and you're done. The reality is transformation should be continuously happening. So adaptive transformation sets the tone that this is an ongoing experience. As I talked about earlier, right, it's four key best practices: project management, process performance management, internal controls, and organizational change. The foundation of that is building skills and capabilities in everyone. This isn't a leadership level exercise, and it isn't something that you put off on an individual or a small group of individuals. Everybody in the organization should understand this, because when we get to that point where we have that stream of ideas coming in and we have that innovation engine running, mm-hmm. right? This is how we move it forward. Being able to run a project, what does that mean? You can plan, work, do it, and get to an end state. Process and performance management. A goes to B, goes to C, hands off to somebody else. I know where my work comes from. I know who I give it to. I know what value it adds to my customer. Internal controls. Okay, business geeks. This is usually an accounting thing.
Right.
I'm stealing it. Because internal controls, right, are those things that we look at and points in process where there's risk to the organization. We want to measure and make sure that we're mitigating those risks. And when those controls fail, we need to improve the process. So it's just a set of triggers that we can use to make sure that we are being good stewards of finances, that we're being good stewards of people's time and energy, that they're doing the right work for the right reasons. And last and absolutely not least, with organizational change management, that's about our people. That's where we take them on the journey and understand that change is inevitable. We cannot prevent it from happening. And if we try, our businesses are going to fail. We are going to fail. So organizational change is about getting people to understand and embrace change and know why it's happening. And what's in it for me as the individual contributor, so that I can actively choose to participate and move us forward. Large corporations across the world use all of these things. they create them in silos unto themselves. With adaptive transformation, our whole goal is to empower everyone to be able to participate in these processes.
This is I love it. And of course, the word adaptive is such a great word, because then it frames it. At the end of the day, it takes time. And even, I'm sure, as you're developing a new set of processes within a company, there'll be certain things that pop up that the company itself didn't even realize, and it just came up on the radar. Whether it's a new business opportunity, whether it's a way of saving money, improving efficiency, but the word adaptive is like a magic word there, that it takes time. You gotta let it continue, and then, you know, like slow cook it, you know, and then it will be perfect. And even when it's perfect, there still may be a surprise, and don't be scared by it.
Oh, I'm going to share a secret. There is no perfect.
Right.
There is no perfect. We do what we do to the best of our abilities. We learn from each interaction and do it better next time.
We're speaking with Lisa L. Levy, founder and CEO of L-Cubed Consulting. She also wrote a book, Future Proofing Cubed, which is, of course, available on Amazon. The Defining Guide to Improving Productivity, Refining Processes, and Bolstering Productivity. Lisa, how could people find out more information about L-Cubed Consulting?
The easiest way is at lcubedconsulting.com. That's also a mouthful, so lisallevy.com will get you there too.
We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Exhibit your business, grow your client base, make new connections. Join the business world as businesses unite at the 10th annual JBiz Expo and Business Conference, which will be taking place at Blue Claw Stadium, First Energy Park in Lakewood, New Jersey, this November 3rd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Hear from North America's Israel Economic Minister, Congressman Andy Kim of the U.S. Small Businesses Committee, meet developers, corporate CEOs, decision makers, and more. More information or to reserve your booth online, visit www.jbizexpo.com or call 212-659-5270, extension 104. JBiz Expo is brought to you by the Orthodox Jewish Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 10 years with its expos being hosted at Meadowlands Expo Center, Javits Center, New Jersey Convention and Expo Center, New York Hilton, and more. So what are you waiting for? Register your business today. For more information, visit www.jbizexpo.com or call 212-659-5270, extension 104.
Ever wished, as you're sitting alone in a corner at one of those networking events, that you could connect better with other people? Ever beat yourself up because you didn't speak up again at that meeting? Or been sweating buckets, terrified before a presentation because you aren't confident about your public speaking skills? We've all been there. The good news is, you can change. For over 100 years, millions of lives have been transformed because of our courses at Dale Carnegie. We develop people's confidence, leadership abilities, communication skills, public speaking skills, and human relations. Both our public courses and customized corporate workshops have proven results. We all have goals, but only a limited amount of time to reach those goals. Let Dale Carnegie help you get there. For further information, visit us online at dalecarnegie.com. That's dalecarnegie.com, where you can explore all the training courses and regional locations that are available to you. dalecarnegie.com.
Hi, honey. I know you said you'll get to it, but the family picture still needs to be hung up on the wall. Maybe you can pick up the tools you need on your way home?
Don't push it off again. Let Mr. Super Handyman handle it. Call 718-218-5555 to let Mr. Super know what you need done. That's 718-218-5555. 718-218-5555. Let Mr. Super do something super for you.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yisroel Kzaflis right here on 710 WOR. Thank you so much. I want to also give a special thank you. We just got the Nielsen ratings and number 3 in New York AM radio. That's amazing. You know, it's number three in New York AM radio, according to Nielsen. That's really cool. Of course, it's a testament to the great guests that we get onto the show week in and week out. And this week is no different. We're speaking with Lisa L. Levy, founder and CEO of L Cubed Consulting. Lisa, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
This is so much fun. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, this is a rather interesting question. I don't believe I'm going to catch you off guard because you're clearly an expert in your space. You know, bigger companies have teams, right? Now, when people work on when a consulting firm comes in and works on process, I mean, you touched on this in one of your stories earlier, but how do you start to put it together? I mean, we can't ignore that there are certain teams that operate as silos, but at the same time, we want the entire company working as a well-oiled machine, obviously. So perhaps you could talk about that and the importance of teams, even though, of course, there still needs to be an overall rubric of the direction, the mission, vision, and purpose of a company.
One of the things that I love to do, and I've talked about it, right? I want to break silos. I want to just blow those things up and really be cross-functional. But one of the other key things in teams, right, is diversity. And it is different viewpoints. It's different ages. It's different backgrounds. It's different experiences. And all of that being then cross-functional, right? So really pulling together a group of people that all work together day in and day out, but have probably never sat in a room or in Zoom boxes together to solve problems. And I love investing the time and energy to break that the silos down and build those connection points between strangers who work together every day. And that is really how I love to start our engagements. And it's not the, I don't know what we call the usual suspects, right? It's not mm-hmm. the typical set of directors, right? It's individual contributors who really know what's what and never have a chance to share their perspectives.
In your book, you talk about the meaning of that's the way we've always done it syndrome. I love that. That's the way we've always done it. Like, come on, you know, like if it ain't broke, you know, why? You know, why break it?
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Okay. And you call it a syndrome. Could you?
I do. It's absolutely prevalent everywhere. And I love the way you say it. I want to just have a sound clip that I can
of course.
You saying that over and over. But as we start to understand and ask questions about what's going on in an environment, I'm looking to get to that answer of that's the way we've always done it. Because that tells me that what they're doing is done rotely. It's not on purpose. It wasn't designed to do something. So that is that little trigger that says there's an opportunity to improve. They don't know why they do the work. So they're basically, you know, robots, right? Jim trained Sally, who trained Mary, who trained whatever, and it just sort of happened. And there's so much waste that comes from that. Time, money, people's energy, and the frustration that comes with the fact that we talked about it a little bit earlier. Everybody's busy, but nothing's getting done.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way we've always done it. And that's where it comes from. So that's one of those opportunities for me to really help them shine. Because everybody who's doing it has an idea about how to make it better. And we just need to focus them on doing that work.
Perhaps, I mean, you explained it really well, but maybe you could even share a story to like it, to help people really understand how impactful that this subject matter is.
Absolutely. So a number of years ago now, my team did a large engagement with post-merger and acquisition in the healthcare space. Mm-hmm. And so we had two sets of everything coming together, you know, two different sets of systems, two different sets of people doing the same work, trying to bring it all together into the new way to go forward. And it was a lot of work, and it was very unsettling work, right? Because half of the people or everybody is feeling that they're going to be out of a job because now there's one company, right? All of those concerns, right? M&A pain points. And obviously then we had two sets of that's the way we've always done it. And we were designing a future new way. But everybody engaged and everybody participated. And we went through process by process, system by system, right? How to align all of this and setting the tone that an accounts payable clerk understands the process well enough to know where her work is coming from and who she's handing it off to and what the system does. And when it doesn't work, to say something and say, we need, Houston, we have a problem.
Right.
18 months, almost 2 years of work to get all of this humming in the new way. And we're going forward. Well, last year, July of 2020, I was reaching out to clients and just checking in, right? We're experiencing horrific times. And in this industry, you know, a lot had changed. And I was talking to Vice President in Finance. I said, what's up?
Right.
And she said, oh my God, everything we've built has been thrown out the window. I said, what do you mean? And she starts to describe how all of the different business units are circumventing all of the processes, all of the internal controls, and it's the wild, wild west, the way we used to always do it. And I was like, okay, why do you think they're doing it? Are these malicious attempts to commit fraud? Well, no, they're trying to buy PPE. They're trying to protect our patients. They're trying to protect our employees.
Right.
I said, so they're doing the right thing? And she paused for a minute and she's like, yeah, they're doing the right thing. I said, that's awesome. I said, why are you so bothered by it? Well, they're not talking to me about it. They're just doing it behind my back. I said, well, why don't you pull them all together and do it on purpose? I said, you've fallen prey to the way we've always done it. You want them to do those processes that we built 3 years ago because those are the processes that exist. The world isn't what it was 3 years ago. Pull them together, tell them it's okay to break everything, but we're doing it on purpose. And by the way, tell the board of directors what you're doing and why you're doing it. Because at the end of all of this is that need to continuously improve. When everything settles back down, look at what needs to be thrown out from the old processes, what improvements you can add because you found efficiencies because you had to, and make it better tomorrow than it is today. Keep adapting.
That's great. That is great. By the way, how important is it for a consulting firm to bring the human side, to bring, you know, like a real love, care, and concern to the table when assisting a company during a transformation process?
We have to do it, right? I learned when writing the book, which I wrote prior to the pandemic, right? The power of story, the power of bringing all of that forward. We all know that it's there, but actually doing it and sharing is uncomfortable. And so to write the book, right, there are lots of stories in there that I've shared, and I had to be very human. As I work with my clients, right, at 2 a.m., we all wake up sometimes with the, oh my gosh, this could happen. What if this doesn't happen? What do I do if? And if we can't acknowledge that we all have uncertainty, that we all have things that are, you know, can concern us that we're afraid of, we can't tackle them. We can't debunk them, they'll tackle them and resolve them. And so I really learned by writing how important it is to own that we're human. As I stumbled over my words 30 seconds ago, right? My brain was racing and I'm thinking, and that, you know, it didn't come out in the same candor and, you know, cadence that I would like it to, but who cares?
You know, consultancies have changed. You know, perhaps you could compare how traditional consulting firms were run as compared to L-Cubed.
mean, someday I'm going to get in a lot of trouble for going down this path, but that's okay.
I'm sorry. I hope I'm not getting you into trouble here.
I think I'm asking for it, right?
Okay.
The traditional consulting model works incredibly well for multi-billion dollar corporations, right? The teams come in and they're teams with lots of people. I tend to refer to them as the recent college grads, as the little ducklings who come in and start to learn the art of consulting while they're doing things for the first time. In large corporations where they can deal with a 20-person team, that might be okay. But in the small business, in the middle market, it's a very expensive model. Within my team, we joke that we sell gray hair and scar tissue, because we have been there, we have done it, and you are getting our experience. So our approach is smaller, more strategic numbers of people to solve very specific problems, build up the skills and capabilities in our clients' environment so we don't have to embed ourselves in there forever, right? It's not about landing and expanding so we have dozens of us running around, but helping them learn how to do for themselves, right? It's about self-reliance in our client environments.
Right, right. Ultimately, it's to re-strengthen the model of their business that they've worked so hard to build, but just have an outside consulting firm come in, study everything, make sure everything is really operating at peak efficiency, and then handing them back the keys.
Wow. Absolutely. Now let's be serious, right? I am a consultant leading a team of people. If you have another problem, we would love to help you solve that because you were so happy with the value we provided in the previous engagement, but it's not about being there forever.
We're speaking with Lisa L. Levy, founder and CEO of L-Cubed Consulting. She also wrote a book, which is available on Amazon, Future Proofing Cube, the definitive guide to improving productivity, refining processes, and bolstering profitability. If you're in business, I mean, that book says it all. Lisa, before we go to commercial break, how can people find out more information about your firm?
The website is lcubedconsulting.com, or you can find me directly at lisallevy.com.
We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
Hi, honey. I know you said you'll get to it, but the family picture still needs to be hung up on the wall. Maybe you can pick up the tools you need on your way home?
Don't push it off again. Let Mr. Super Handyman handle it. Call 718-218-5555. Vi5 to let Mr. Super know what you need done. That's 718-218-5555. 718-218-5555. Let Mr. Super do something super for you.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Ian Sexapoulos right here on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network. And now for the final segment of tonight's incredible show. In case you're just tuning in, where were you? We're talking about how to scale a business. And we're speaking with none other than Lisa L. Levy, founder and CEO of L-Cubed Consulting. She's been in business for nearly 12 years. And what that firm does is gets a good understanding, comes in from the outside, delves in, gets a good understanding, figures out the processes that need to be implemented and developed and built out, and that's how companies scale. So, Lisa, I'm going to jump right in and say, you know, kind of the obvious question now is, what's the best step or the first step a company can take, you know, to make sure that they're future-proofed, that they could survive a pandemic, that they could make it through any type of turbulence? Am I putting you on the spot here?
No, not at all.
It's what you do, right?
Okay. It's what we do. Okay. Right. But the first and most important thing is to understand that there is no perfect process. Okay. And throw out the idea that that's what you're going to get. What you need to focus on is getting to 80% correct and investing in ongoing continuous improvement. And the secret to all of this from that process perspective is it's only actually a process if it's repeatable. So if you have an employee who is the best employee, who the business would not survive without them, you don't have processes in place that are repeatable. And so that was the number one place to start and take, you know, not to diminish a person in their superhero cape, but make sure that they have the support so that they can take a vacation, they can win the Powerball and never come back, and you'll be just fine.
It's such a great point about future-proofing, and yet to understand, I really enjoyed how you pointed it out, that, like, don't worry about it being perfect. Yes, we all want to strive for perfection. In fact, one of the guests we have had on the show, Stephen Gaffney, he said, you know, many people suffer from perfectionitis. Perfectionitis. They're trying to get it perfect. And meanwhile, the process is not being implemented and people keep on making mistakes. But it's okay. Listen, we're not saying be sloppy. Of course not. But realize it's impossible to get to perfect, like Lisa mentioned earlier in the show and again just now, but start getting close to perfection. Just aim, get to 80%, get to 85%, get to 90%, great. But don't hold out and get stuck because you're waiting for it to be perfect, because that ain't going to happen.
Right. And so that stems with the idea of, you know, agility, right? Being able to take a step, learn, take the next step, learn, course correct when necessary. Perfection is a wonderful goal as long as we all understand that it is an ongoing journey and it's you're literally on the treadmill, right? You're never actually going to get to that, but it is about continuous improvement.
Lisa, what is one part of process building that kind of no one thinks of?
Well, you know, it has to be repeatable thing. The one thing, right, we have a process for this and a process for that. And if everybody who's involved in that process doesn't understand their role in it, and then again, what it means to your customer and that sense of value, you're not doing things on purpose with purpose. And so the number one thing for me when, you know, dealing with the process work is making it customer centric, thinking phrase you used earlier, from the outside in. And if something in that process isn't adding value to your customer, it's waste to your company and there's absolutely no reason to do it. So start with that customer centric mindset. And if it doesn't add value to your product, service, ultimately your customer, why do you do it?
Lisa, can you explain what internal controls are and why they're so important?
So So again, right, it's that geeky side of me that is really trying to mitigate risk to a company and really wanting to make sure that the processes are doing that. And it's not about people, right? It's not about an auditor and somebody looking at the financials and understanding all of the nuances, but it's about putting checkpoints in places so that you can distribute decision-making across the organization. Not everything has to roll up to one decision maker if you have the right internal controls that let a team say, we're going to try this and see what happens. And if it doesn't go right, we know what that stopping point is. And so it's really, it's decentralizing some control across the leadership team and pushing it out to the operational levels. But knowing that there are specific points in time that it's up, you can't spend $1 million without getting board approval. Right. As a, you know, an egregious example, but you know, there are those points in time where yes, you know, there's a check required. But up until that point, you as a leader can do what you need to do to run your business.
Now, Lisa, you probably get this question all the time when people are considering hiring your firm, and that is, at the end of the day, how does it translate into dollars and cents? Meaning, you come in and you're giving all types of great advice, and you're even breaking things that need to be broken. But does it translate into dollars and cents, even over time, or after a year or 2 years?
It translates to dollars and cents across the organization in numerous ways. So let's take it apart and do a couple of pieces. Productivity. Same number of people can do more work. You can do the same amount of work with fewer people, and you can take other people to do new things, which drive revenue. As you're looking at effectiveness and efficiency, right, we're still using the internal resources, the dollars that we spend, the tools that we have to do more, to scale, to grow, to have new clients and customers coming in without having to hire people to throw at them because the processes are designed to embrace that. From a, you know, that profitability perspective, we talked a little bit about the idea of scaling and growth. And if we're having growth cycles and planning for the next one with the ideation innovation, you're bringing new products, new services, new lines of business to bear. It hits everywhere. But also right underneath all of that are the people who are doing the right work for the right reason that impacts your customer satisfaction. You generate and create raving customer fans and employees who want to do more.
Right.
And that one wasn't dollars and cents, but that's about that culture part that just allows you to continue to move forward.
That's correct. And of course, for anyone that on the financial side of a business, they know that that does turn into dollars and cents because, of course, if there's lower employee turnover, that translates into dollars and cents into the bottom line for sure. When there's low turnover.
And it brings in the stars who will then help you elevate to that next level, which drives growth and scale again.
Now, one of the ways that L Cubed handles consulting is organizational change management. Can you perhaps unpack that?
So we've talked about it in several points through today, right? People are the beginning and the end of all of this, right? Whether it's your employees or your customers, right? We're people. So that organizational change management mindset and setting the tone in your culture to embrace change sets the foundation for you as a visionary leader to challenge them to do anything. And you have the tools now with adaptive transformation for them to know how to do it. But again, we start with the people and understanding their need to be aware of what's happening, that they need the desire to participate. And that over time, right, you reinforce the changes and where we're going next. That tunes everything to drive measurable results for an organization.
Is it true that silos are harmful? I mean, this is something that came up earlier in our conversation. We talked about silos. Are they harmful to businesses?
Oh my gosh, right. We've talked about it. And I believe that silos are, they're the death of collective wisdom. Right. If all you do is talk with and interact with people who think and speak the way that you do and focus on what and how you run and do your piece of the business, where does innovation come from? How do you adapt to change? How do you even begin to consider what's new or possible? So yes, I believe that, you know, obviously organizationally, we will always have functions of HR and payroll and accounting and finance and IT and operations. Those are necessary structural elements to make a business work. But the people doing the work should be very aware of what's happening around them. And those conversations, that dialogue, I talked about it, as, you know, the ideas coming in, the innovation engine, that only works when you break down the silos and are willing to have new conversations and think differently.
Cross-pollinization.
Yes.
Yes. Before I get to my last question, how can people find out more information about L-Cubed Consulting?
Best way to find us is at lcubedconsulting.com, or maybe a little easier, lisallevy.com.
My last question, and we asked this for a guest that we know have a great tip to share. Your initials, pretty interesting, LLL, Lisa L. Levy. Perhaps you could share a tip based on your initials, whether you want to pick one L or two or three. Your call.
Live, laugh, lead.
Hey, that's great. And that could happen in the business world?
Absolutely. Laughing here. This is
right.
Business. We're talking lots of business.
What a great show. What a great show. Well, in case you tuned in late, good news, as the listeners know, by Tuesday morning, the entire show will be up on the podcasting channels. The episode will go up on YouTube within a couple days after that. Of course, if you follow us on YouTube, we're at 710-WOR, Mind Your Business. You will automatically be notified when this episode goes live. Well, that wraps up another great edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 710-WOR and the iHeart Radio Network. Have a successful week.
710 WOR and the iHeart Radio Network present Mind Your Business, hosted by the president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Founded in 1992, Bottom Line Marketing Group is a strategic, creative, and execution-driven marketing agency, helping businesses by clarifying and promoting their vision, mission, and purpose to support its lead generation and customer retention initiatives to gain market share in their industry. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. for this intriguing radio show as Yitzhak interviews Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus from a wide variety of business industries. Now, Yitzhak and his guests offer their knowledge and expertise to help you be successful every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.